Penguin Random House Audio presents Long Black Veil. This is the author, Jennifer Finney Boylum. For MJ Boylum, who found me, and for Deirdre Finney Boylum, who knew I was not lost. If you are not too long, I will wait here for you all my life. Oscar Wilde. 1. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, August 1980. This was a long time ago, before my first death, and none of us now are the people we were then. Instead, we are ghosts. Two of us dead, a third unrecognizable, a fourth suspected of murder. It would be easy enough at this hour to have contempt for those young selves, to focus instead on how much cleverer we have become here in the green pastures of the 21st century. But over the years, I've come to believe that people are usually more deserving of forgiveness than judgment. This is not only because it's an act of grace, it's also because most men and women aren't afforded the luxury of dying more than once. Unlike some people I could mention. It was Rachel who got us out of our beds that hot August morning, even though our heads were still throbbing from the wedding the night before. But Rachel was a woman on a mission, and she decided she was going to take Quentin to see The Large Bathers by Cézanne, or perish in the attempt. She was all about the Impressionists then. Before we graduated, when she was in her Renaissance phase, she'd taken a crack at painting Quentin's...